From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The United Nations Security Council is meeting in an emergency session today to discuss Syria. Members are to hear from the head of the UN Observer Mission in Syria about Friday's massacre in the town of Ula. UN officials say at least 90 people were killed, including 32 children under the age of 10. The Syrian government is denying that its troops were responsible. Election officials in Egypt are still tabulating the ballots in that country's presidential vote. Kimberly Adams in Cairo reports that speculation about the winners is spreading, causing distress to some of the supporters of that country's revolution.
Election officials quoted in the state-run media say estimates showing definitive winners are speculation. But various political groups and media organizations are releasing their own vote counts, indicating a runoff between former Mubarak Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq and Muslim Brotherhood candidate Mohamed Morsi. Many supporters of the country's revolution, like 30-year-old Miret El-Nagar, are upset with the possibility of that choice, saying it represents the same political dynamic as before the revolution.
Again, you have the regime, represented by Ahmed Shafiq, and the Muslim Brotherhood, represented by Mohamed Morsi. So it's as if nothing has changed. So it is absolutely discouraging.
Official results are scheduled for release on Tuesday. For NPR News, I'm Kimberly Adams in Cairo.
Hundreds of thousands of bikers are roaring through the streets of the nation's capital today. NPR's Osman Khalid reports on the annual Rolling Thunder motorcycle rally.
It all began 25 years ago when a couple thousand bikers descended on Washington, D.C. They came to demand government accountability for prisoners of war and soldiers missing in action. Now the ride is a Memorial Day tradition. Dave McPeat lives in North Carolina. He's come to Washington 8 times for Rolling Thunder.
Because there's men left overseas that should be here. And until the government does something about it to bring them back, they're not going to be here.
McPeat served 20 years in the Navy. Many, like him, come to remember POWs. Others are braving the hot summer temperatures just to remember sacrifices made by complete strangers. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Washington.
Some weekend events are being canceled along the southeastern coast. Tropical Storm Beryl is approaching, prompting warnings for the entire Georgia coastline, as well as parts of Florida and South Carolina. It's bringing strong winds and drenching rain. Some flooding is expected. You ought to expect Beryl will make landfall tonight or early tomorrow. It may be a holiday weekend, but firefighters in the western U.S. are working harder than usual. In southwestern New Mexico, a wildfire in the Gila Wilderness Forest has grown to 85,000 acres. The blaze has destroyed 12 cabins. Strong winds are carrying smoke and ash for miles. This is NPR News from Washington. Next weekend, Britain celebrates Queen Elizabeth's 60 years on the throne with her Diamond Jubilee. Larry Miller reports from London, the royals are enjoying their most support in 15 years.
More than two-thirds of British say the country would be worse off without the royal family. When Princess Diana died in 1997, that figure was just 48%, and there were questions about whether the monarchy was an anachronism. Now just 10% surveyed by The Guardian want to rein on the Queen's reign and abolish the monarchy. After Elizabeth dies or abdicates, 39% say Prince Charles should be the man who would be king, while 48% want the crown passed to a son. The newly married, more trendy, Prince William. Royal fever is running high before next weekend's celebrations. On the downside, the Bank of England says it's likely the 4 days without productivity will keep Britain in recession. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Lady Gaga is apparently very popular in Indonesia, but she's decided to cancel a concert there next month. It sold out more than 50,000 seats. But a group called the Islamic Defenders objected to her revealing costumes and provocative dance moves. It said thousands of protesters would confront the singer on her way from the airport. Others had bought tickets with plans to try to stop the concert by force. Police said they wouldn't issue the necessary permits unless Lady Gaga agreed to tone it down. She refused. Her fans will get their money back. In car racing, Dario Franchitti of Japan won the Indianapolis 500 today, and a record was broken. The thermometer hit 93 degrees, making this the hottest Indy 500 in history. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.